Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Mattress Advisory Podcast.
Glad to be here for this one.
Yeah, we've got a really interesting deep dive for you today. But before we get started, I want to invite you to check out the links in the article for an exclusive discount before moving on to the rest of the deep dive.
Definitely take advantage of that.
Right, because today we are talking about a major investment. I mean, imagine dropping over $2,000 on a premium mattress.
Mm-hmm.
You've done all the research, you are completely ready to upgrade your sleep, and for a few months, it feels totally perfect.
Like sleeping on a cloud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then maybe a seam tears, or, you know, it starts sagging strangely right in the middle.
Which is incredibly frustrating.
Oh, yeah. So you confidently call customer service, assuming that Shiny Lifetime Warranty has you fully covered.
Naturally.
They ask you just one single question about your bed frame, or maybe they just ask for a quick photo. You send it over, and they reply, "I'm sorry, but your warranty is completely void."
Yep. Game over.
All that money just gone because of a mistake you had absolutely no idea you were even making.
It is a brutal scenario, and honestly, it happens all the time.
That's really all the time.
Oh, yeah. We are conditioned to think of a bed as just, well, a bed, right?
Mm.
A giant rectangle of foam and springs you just throw your sheets onto.
Right, like it's just a big pillow.
Exactly.
Hmm?
But modern premium mattresses are highly complex engineered systems.
Which is what we're really digging into today.
Right. And because of that complexity, their warranties aren't just casual promises. They are strict, legally binding agreements anchored to very specific structural conditions.
Which most of us completely ignore. We just assume buying it new means lifelong protection.
Right, which is a huge mistake.
Yeah. So for this deep dive, we're looking specifically at the Helix Dusk Lux.
A fantastic mattress, by the way.
It is. We're going to break down exactly what makes this specific bed such a significant investment.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, we are charting a path through the absolute landmines hidden in that fine print.
Oh, there are definitely landmines.
Think of this as like a consumer survival guide. We're going to make sure you know exactly how to protect your investment from an accidental disaster.
Because if you don't understand the mechanics of how these materials are designed to be supported and maintained, really, you are taking on a massive, unnecessary financial risk.
So let's unpack this. Before we get into how you can accidentally ruin the coverage, we have to establish what exactly it is you're protecting, right?
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Buying a mattress like the Helix Dusk Lux is honestly a lot like buying a new car.
That's a really good analogy, actually.
Right. You have highly specific engineering specs, there is a literal break-in period, and of course there's the sticker price.
Which is not insignificant.
No, not at all. A queen size runs anywhere from $1,899 to $2,099, depending on if there's a sale.
Right.
And the fact that they offer financing through Shop Pay, PayPal, and Affirm tells you right away that this is a major long-term purchase.
The specs definitely reflect that premium price point, too. This is a hybrid mattress.
And just to clarify, hybrid means...
It means it utilizes both upper foam layers for that contouring comfort and internal steel springs for the actual support.
Got it.
And on the firmness scale, it sits at a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, so that's like a medium firmness.
Exactly. It's deliberately designed for balance.
Yeah.
You know, you aren't sinking in deeply like quicksand, but you aren't sleeping on a hardwood floor either.
Right, right.
But the real engineering marvel here is the targeted zoned lumbar support.
Okay, I've always wondered about zone support. I'm guessing that means it's not just a uniform tension across the entire surface of the bed.
Precisely. Because if you think about the human body, we aren't perfectly cylindrical.
Sadly, no.
Right. Our midsection is much heavier. So the center of the Dusk Lux actually pushes back with more support underneath your hips and your lower back.
Oh, to keep your spine in a neutral alignment.
Exactly. It actively works to support the natural curvature of the spine. That's actually why users frequently report significant back pain relief with this model.
That makes a lot of sense.
And structurally, it achieves this using independent pocketed coils.
Wait, pocketed coils as opposed to those old school interconnected inner springs, the ones where one person moves and the whole bed bounces.
Yeah, exactly. Those. Traditional inner springs were wired together in one big continuous web.
Like a giant metal net.
Right. So if you press down on one, it physically pulled on all its neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
But pocketed coils are individually wrapped in fabric sleeves.
So they move on their own.
Completely independently. They compress entirely on their own, which provides excellent motion isolation for couples.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. If your partner tosses and turns, Their specific coils compress, but your coils remain completely still.
So the movement just doesn't travel across the bed at all, which is critical for actually staying asleep. Now, the data on this specific model shows it is geared heavily towards side sleepers. And that makes total sense to me, because when you sleep on your side, all of your body weight presses down on two incredibly narrow points, right? Your shoulders and your hips.
Yep, creating a lot of pressure.
Right. So it sounds like this bed is engineered to contour and compress just enough at those specific joints to relieve that intense pressure.
While still utilizing that firmer middle zone to keep your spine perfectly straight, yes. It is a really delicate balancing act of materials.
Wow. Okay.
And speaking of materials, we definitely have to factor in temperature regulation.
Oh, yeah. Polyurethane and memory foams historically have a terrible reputation for just trapping body heat.
They sleep incredibly hot. But the Dusklux utilizes a cooling pillow top, and it actually offers cover options made from Tencel or Glaciotex.
Glaciotex. Sounds intense.
It is. These aren't just smooth fabrics. They rely on advanced thermal effusivity.
Okay, stop right there. Thermal effusivity, you're going to have to translate that for me.
Sure, sure.
Is that just a fancy science term for saying it feels cold when you touch it?
It is, basically, but the mechanism is fascinating. Thermal effusivity measures a material's ability to exchange thermal energy with its surroundings.
Okay.
So these specialized fibers are literally engineered to rapidly draw heat away from your skin.
Oh, wow.
Far more efficiently than standard cotton ever could. And they also wick moisture outward to the surface where it can evaporate quickly.
So the mattress is actively managing your microclimate to keep you cool.
Exactly.
That is a serious step up from just kicking off a blanket in the middle of the night.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, there are a couple of other crucial operational specs to note here. First, the break-in period.
Yes, very important.
Right. If you buy this, sleep on it the very first night and think it feels incredibly stiff, do not panic.
Don't box it back up just yet.
Exactly. It takes 2 to 4 weeks for the materials to fully adjust to your body weight and reach their true comfort level.
Right. It has to break in just like a new pair of shoes.
Yeah. And second, there's a structural limitation. The Dusklux is optimized for sleepers weighing between 250 and 300 pounds per person.
Right. And if a sleeper is consistently over that weight range, Helix actually explicitly recommends their Helix Plus Lux model instead.
They have a separate model for that.
They do. That version uses higher density foams and heavier gauge steel springs to provide the correct level of support.
Okay, so it won't break down as fast.
Exactly. It stops the materials from degrading prematurely.
Okay, so let me play out a scenario here. Let's say I buy this $2,000 mattress. I wait the full month for it to break in, and I just don't like it.
Okay.
Maybe it feels too firm for my taste, or it's just not my vibe. I'm guessing I can't just invoke the lifetime warranty to return it because my personal comfort preference changed.
You guessed correctly. That is a vital distinction that consumers miss all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The warranty and the sleep trial are two entirely separate mechanisms. Helix offers a 100-night sleep trial.
Right. So that's over 3 months.
Right. If you don't like the feel of the bed, you have 100 nights to initiate a free return. But a change in your personal comfort preference after that trial period ends, that is absolutely not covered by the warranty.
Got it.
The warranty exists strictly for structural failure, not subjective comfort.
Right. So the trial is your buffer for preference, but the warranty is your insurance against actual defects.
Exactly.
So knowing how much R&D goes into the zone support and those advanced cooling fabrics, it is incredibly heartbreaking to realize you can destroy all of that engineering in basically 5 seconds.
Oh, easily.
Let's get into the warranty minefield. And I want to start with the mattress cover.
Oh, boy. Yes, the cover.
Because when you look at it, there's a zipper, right? Logic says, hey, a zipper, I can take this off and throw it in the wash.
Seems perfectly logical.
But taking off the cover instantly voids the warranty. Why? I mean, it feels like breaking the tamper-evident seal on a laptop just because you wanted to clean the screen.
It's because people fundamentally misunderstand what the cover is actually doing.
Okay.
It is not a fitted sheet. The cover of the Helix Dusklux is an integral structural component of the mattress.
Wait, structural? The fabric on the outside?
Yes. It physically holds the top layers of foam together under a very specific, calculated amount of tension.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Most people don't. If you unzip and remove it, those foam layers can shift expand, and misalign in ways they were never designed to.
So it's basically the skin holding the muscles together.
Exactly. Yeah. Furthermore, putting that cover in a standard washing machine, or, you know, using commercial laundry detergents on it that destroys those advanced cooling fibers we talked about.
Oh, right, the thermal effusivity thing.
Right. The Tencel or Glaciotex fabrics lose their ability to cool when they're subjected to high heat, tumbling, and harsh chemicals.
That makes sense.
The manufacturers simply cannot guarantee the performance or even the shape of the bed if that cover has been tampered with or chemically degraded.
So rule number one, leave the zipper alone.
Got it. Leave it alone.
But the absolute biggest trap in the fine print, I mean the one that catches everyone, is the foundation you put the mattress on.
Ah, yes. The slats.
Yeah. The rules explicitly state that if you use a slatted bed frame, the wooden slats must be no more than 5.5 inches apart.
Right.
If they are 6 inches apart, your warranty is totally dead. Half an inch. It feels like such a microscopic detail to lose 2 grand over.
It sounds petty, but it really comes down to gravity and the physical limitations of foam.
How so?
Think of the foam layers as a dense kitchen sponge.
Okay.
If you place a heavy object on a sponge that's resting on a solid countertop, it compresses evenly, right?
Right.
But if you place that same sponge on, say, a wire baking rack and push down, what happens?
The sponge starts bulging and tearing through the gaps in the wire.
Right. Over time, it will literally tear itself apart over those gaps.
Oh, wow.
The exact same physics apply here. If the gaps between your wooden slats are wider than 5.5 inches, the base foam has zero support in those specific areas.
So it's just pushing through the holes.
Exactly. The nightly weight of a human body forces the bottom layers to bulge and permanently sag through that empty space. A gap of 5.5 inches or less ensures the foam is strong enough to bridge the space without bowing anything wider, and you are actively ripping the foundation of the mattress apart from the bottom up.
So improper support invalidates the warranty because you didn't receive a defective bed.
Right. You destroyed it by not supporting it correctly.
That makes perfect sense when you visualize the sponge on the wire rack.
Yeah.
Now, the other major category for voiding the agreement is physical damage.
Yes.
Burns, cuts, and tears will obviously cancel it. But the one that catches almost everyone off guard is liquid damage.
It's the silent killer of mattresses.
Right. You spill a glass of water, maybe your dog has an accident, and that liquid penetrates the foam boom, warranty voided.
And it's not just because of stains, which is what people assume.
Really?
Yeah. Liquid damage is chemically catastrophic for memory foam and polyurethane foam. Yes. These foams are effectively giant, complex chemical sponges. When moisture gets trapped deep inside the cellular structure, it alters the chemical composition.
Oh, I see.
They can turn a supportive polymer into a brittle, crumbling mess, or it can cause it to turn mushy and lose its elasticity entirely.
Ooh.
And that is completely ignoring the obvious risk of toxic mold growth deep inside the bed.
Right, right. So you've actually chemically altered the mattress.
Precisely. Once a liquid has compromised the integrity of the foam, the manufacturer can no longer be held responsible for how that material performs.
Wow. Okay, here's another rule that feels like it was written for a toddler. No jumping on the bed.
Sounds silly, but it's crucial.
Yeah. The fine print specifically notes that excess pressure from jumping damages the internal structure. I assume this goes back to what we discussed earlier about those independent pocketed coils.
It does, absolutely. Those coils are engineered to compress under the static distributed weight of a human body lying horizontally.
Lying downright.
Right. When you jump, you are applying the intense kinetic force of your entire body weight coming down on a highly concentrated point, basically the size of your 2 feet.
Oh, that's a lot of force.
It is. That violent impact easily bends or snaps the high-gauge steel coils. And it can also tear the delicate fabric pockets, isolating them.
Which ruins the motion isolation.
Exactly. It causes catastrophic, irreversible structural damage.
So absolutely no treating the bed like a trampoline.
Please don't.
Now, there is one more major pitfall, and it happens before the mattress even arrives at your house. Unauthorized sellers.
Oh, this is a big one.
It is so tempting to browse an online marketplace, find a quote-unquote brand new inbox Helix Dusk Lux from a third-party seller for like $500 less than retail, and think you've just hacked the system.
It happens all the time.
But if you buy secondhand from an unauthorized reseller, or if the mattress is ever labeled used or refurbished, you get zero warranty.
Zero.
You absolutely must have the original receipt or order confirmation from Helix or an authorized retailer.
It is a classic false economy.
Yeah.
You save a little bit up front, but you are absorbing an enormous long-term financial risk.
Right.
Because If that deeply discounted mattress develops a massive sag 2 years down the line, you have no recourse whatsoever.
You're just out of luck.
Exactly. The lifetime warranty only applies to the original purchaser through official channels in order to maintain a strict chain of custody.
Right, because Helix has no idea where that third-party mattress has been.
Exactly. They cannot verify if it was improperly stored or if it was compressed in its box for too long, which, by the way, permanently damages the foam.
Oh, really?
Yes. Or if it was subjected to extreme heat in a non-climate-controlled warehouse. They just can't take responsibility for that.
Okay, let's look at the flip side here. Let's say I followed all the rules perfectly.
Okay, perfect customer.
Right. I have a solid base with slats exactly 4 inches apart. I never touched the zipper. No liquids ever touched it. And I bought it straight from Helix.
Right.
But 5 years in, I feel like I'm sleeping in a ditch. Right. What is the actual threshold between normal wear and tear and a legitimate manufacturing defect?
This is where the specific numbers become absolutely vital. The Helix Limited Lifetime Warranty covers permanent indentations that are greater than 1.5 inches deep.
Okay.
And that assumes, of course, the indentation isn't being caused by a sagging or improper bed frame.
Hold on. 1.5 inches.
Yes.
That feels huge. I mean, I'm going to push back on that because if my mattress is sagging 1.4 inches, my back is going to be in absolute agony.
I hear you.
And you're telling me I'm out of luck because I missed an arbitrary fraction of an inch?
I totally understand the frustration. But you have to view it from a legal and operational standpoint for the company.
Okay.
The 1.5 inch rule exists to completely remove human subjectivity from the claims process.
What do you mean?
Well, a mattress feeling too soft or causing a backache is entirely subjective.
Mm-hmm.
My too soft might be your perfect.
Fair enough.
But a permanent physical depression measuring exactly 1.6 inches deep when nobody's even lying on the bed, that is a measurable, objective structural failure.
I guess that makes sense for a massive company to need a hard line. But how does a customer service rep, over the phone, verify a fraction of an inch?
It's actually pretty clever.
Do they send an inspector to my house?
No, no. They rely on photographic proof using a very simple trick.
Okay, what's the trick?
Customer service will ask you to take a long, perfectly straight object, like a broom handle, for instance.
A broom handle?
Yep. And you lay it flat across the surface of the unweighted mattress so it's spanning directly over the dip.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Then you take a ruler and you stick it down into the deepest part of the sag,
right
up against the broom handle.
Ah.
Exactly. You take a photo clearly showing the ruler measurement in the gap. And that is your undeniable objective proof.
Okay, the broom and ruler trick is actually brilliant.
It works perfectly.
It completely shuts down the argument of, I just don't like how it feels.
Jesus.
Now, aside from that 1.5 inch indentation, the warranty also covers physical flaws in the materials occurring under normal use, right?
Yes. If the foam literally cracks or splits apart internally, or a spring physically snaps, that's definitely covered.
Good to know.
It also covers manufacturing defects in the assembly of the cover, like if the stitching just spontaneously unravels.
Right. But we do need to note the primary exclusion here, however, which is the normal softening of the foam over time.
Yes, that is unavoidable.
Every single piece of foam on the planet will gradually lose a degree of its original firmness after thousands of nights of compression.
It's just physics.
Right. If the bed is just a bit softer at year 7 than it was on day 1, but there isn't a measurable 1.5 inch physical indentation, that's categorized as normal wear and tear.
Exactly. And that is excluded from the warranty.
The laws of physics eventually come for us all.
They really do.
But if you do find a legitimate defect and you provide those clear photos, filing the claim is pretty straightforward. You contact Helix support, and if approved, they provide a repaired mattress or a brand new replacement.
It's a smooth process if you have the proof.
But there's also a really interesting benefit for the long haul. Let's say you hit year 12.
Okay.
The mattress is genuinely worn out from normal use, no crazy defects, just old age. Helix actually offers generous prorated replacement options after 10 years.
Oh, that's right.
Meaning you can upgrade to a new mattress at a significant discount instead of paying full retail price all over again.
It's an excellent retention strategy for the company, really.
Yeah.
And a fantastic benefit for the consumer.
Yeah.
It acknowledges the reality that even the highest quality materials eventually reach the end of their usable lifespan.
Right. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. We've spent a lot of time on what breaks the rules, but I want to pivot to the actionable stuff.
Pro tips, let's do it.
How do you actively maintain this bed so you never have to mess with a warranty claim in the first place?
prevention is key.
Exactly. First and foremost, buy a mattress protector.
100%.
We already established that memory foam is a chemical sponge, and a single spilled drink completely alters its composition and voids the warranty.
Instantly.
So spending $40 or $50 on a high-quality, waterproof mattress protector is literally an insurance policy for your $2,000 investment.
It is unquestionably the single most cost-effective way to protect your purchase.
It's a no-brainer.
A protector takes the brunt of the sweat, the accidental spills, the pet dander keeping that delicate cooling cover, and the internal foams completely pristine.
Right. Tip number two, rotate the mattress.
Yes.
Every 3 to 6 months, you need to spin it 180 degrees. Notice I said spin, not flip.
Very important distinction.
Right, because the Dusk Luxe is built with distinct layers in a specific order from the dense support foam on the bottom up to the cooling top layer. It is strictly a one-sided mattress.
If you flip it, you're sleeping on the hard foundation.
Which would be terrible. But spinning it head to foot ensures that your heavier body parts aren't compressing the exact same section of foam year round.
It promotes even wear.
Exactly. And it prevents those deep 1.5 inch indentations from forming in the first place.
And finally, we have to discuss the single greatest threat to any mattress's lifespan.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Moving day.
Moving day. The psychology of moving is fascinating, really.
How so?
A person will wrap a $2,000 flat-screen television in 6 layers of bubble wrap, secure it in a custom rigid box, and carry it like it's a museum artifact.
Guaranteed.
But that same person will drag a $2,000 mattress across a dirty sidewalk, shove it into the back of a moving truck, and just crush it underneath a heavy dresser.
Okay, I'm completely guilty of this.
Most people are.
I have a vivid memory of trying to fold a premium mattress into a giant U-shape and violently shoving it into the back of a Honda Civic.
Oh no.
Yeah, it did not end well. And the rules are incredibly clear on this. Damage caused during a move is explicitly excluded from warranty coverage.
As it should be. Folding a hybrid mattress into a U-shape is an absolute death sentence for the engineering.
Because of the springs.
Yes. When you fold a mattress containing hundreds of high tensile steel pocketed coils, you severely warp the coils out of shape.
Right.
You tear the internal fabric pockets we talked about, and you permanently destroy that targeted zoned lumbar support system.
It's basically scrap at that point.
The mattress will never lie flat again, and it will never support your spine correctly.
So if you are moving the Helix Dusk Luxe, follow the rules. First, put it in a heavy-duty, waterproof mattress bag.
Dirt, tears, or water damage kill the warranty instantly.
Second, keep the mattress absolutely flat during transit whenever humanly possible.
Very important.
And third, absolutely no folding or sharp bending. Treat it like the highly engineered piece of equipment that it actually is.
Taking these relatively small, common sense maintenance steps is about far more than just upholding a strict legal document.
Right, it's about you.
It's about protecting your long-term health and comfort. A mattress that is properly supported and cared for will deliver years of consistent, restorative sleep, which is the ultimate return on your investment.
Securing your own rest. I love that. Let's do a quick recap.
Sure.
The Helix Dusk Luxe is an incredible tool for upgrading your sleep. It uses targeted zoned lumbar support and advanced cooling technology, perfectly balancing firmness for side sleepers and back pain relief.
It's a great bed.
But protecting that major financial investment means understanding the physics of the bed. You need a solid base with slats no further than 5.5 inches apart, or the foam literally tears itself apart.
Yep.
You never unzip the cover. You use a waterproof protector to guard the chemical integrity of the foam. You absolutely do not jump on it. You verify you are buying from an authorized seller. And you create it like a flat screen TV on moving day.
That perfectly encapsulates the entire strategy.
Well, before we wrap up, I just want to remind you one more time to check out the links in the article for an exclusive discount. You definitely don't want to miss out on that.
Highly recommend checking those out.
And it leaves me with this final thought for you to chew on. We spend roughly a third of our entire lives asleep. A third.
It's a lot of time.
Yet we almost never think about the legal and structural relationship we have with the surface we spend all that time on. We obsess over the thread count of our sheets or the aesthetics of a wooden headboard, completely ignoring the complex engineering doing all the heavy lifting underneath us.
It's so true.
Next time you lie down tonight, ask yourself, are you just resting on a bed? Or are you resting on a highly engineered, legally bound investment that could lose its lifetime guarantee over a single missing bed slat? Protect your sleep, protect your investment, and read the fine print.
Well said.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.